Sechas Ofen Paragay, Mishnah Tetzah, Oichor, May Nivla Zoy Ptor, Behi Beveis Abelia. Tame Shnayim, Upaisu Echa. Somebody was eating the carcass of an Oftar of a kosher bird. While it's in the Beis Abelia, while he was swallowing it, he would become Tame along with his clothing, and so too he would be Metame anything else that he comes into contact with. He would be Metame two things and Paisu one, meaning to say, what he comes in contact with becomes a Rishon. That Rishon was subsequently made something else to a Sheni, and the Sheni became in contact with Truma, with possibly Truma, making it into a Shlishi. And this is a very Zakasov, that a Nivela of an Oth Tar is only Mitame while the person is swallowing it, otherwise it would not be Mitame, and while the person is swallowing it, he would become Tame along with his clothing, he would be considered an Avatuma, and therefore, things he comes in contact with would be a Rishon, with two exceptions, he would not be Mitame, Klicheret, earthenware Kalim, or a different person, even while he is swallowing the Nivela of an Oth Tar. Most of the person take out the first word tar over here, the Mishnah should read if while the person is swallowing the nevel of an oath tar, he sticks his head into the earth based oven. The oven is made out of earthenware, and an earthenware kli would become tummy if the tumma is in the earth base of the earthenware kli, even though it's not in contact with the earthenware kli. Even so, in this case, the Tana would be tar, even though while the person is swallowed in the veil of an oath tar, he is considered an Ava, a Tumah, but as we said, an exception to the rule would be earthenware Kalim would not become tummy from him, even though he is considered an Ava Tumah while he is swallowing in the veil of an oath tar. If after the person has an veil of an oath tar in his throat, he threw it up, or now he has swallowed it, now he's no longer considered an Ava Tumah, he's only a Rishon L'Tumah, so therefore he would be Mitami one thing and possible another, meaning to say, since he is now only a Rishon L'Tumah, as he's only considered an Ava Tumah while it's in his throat, but if he throws it up or has already swallowed it, he's only a Rishon L'Tumah, so therefore he'd only be Mitami one thing. He would make something else become in contact with a Sheni, and that Sheni, if it came into contact with Tumah, would possibly Tumah make it into a Shlishi. And while the Nevela of those tars in his mouth, but he has yet to start swallowing it, in such a case, he is completely tar. As we said, the Nevela of an oath tar is only Mitami while the person is swallowing it. But while it's in his mouth before he started to swallow it, it's not Mitami at all. The person would be tar. Somebody who comes into contact with the sheret, the rodent that died, or with Shechva Zera, semen of a person, or with the Tumei Meis, somebody with Tumei from a Meis. All these things are an Ava Tumah, and somebody who's in contact with any of these things would become a regional Tumah. Uba Mitzorah be Meis Sphiro, or somebody who's in contact with the Mitzorah during the Mitzorah 7 days that he counts after he is cured from the Tzorah. Anybody who's in contact with the Mitzorah during those 7 days would become a regional Tumah. Uba Meichata Sheim Bam Kidei Azaya, or somebody who's in contact with the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Parah Tumah, even if that water does not have enough to sprinkle on a person who is in contact, the mechata would become a Rishon L'Tumah. As if the mechata had enough to sprinkle on a person, and somebody who's in contact with the mechata would become an Ava Tumah while in contact with it. But in this case, since there's not enough to sprinkle on a person, he would only be a Rishon L'Tumah. Uven Nevela, or somebody who's in contact with the Nevela, with the carcass of an animal that died, a person who's in contact with it would be a Rishon L'Tumah. As if he was carrying the Nevela, he would become an Ava Tumah. But in this case, he's only touching into the regional Tumah. Uva Merkav Mitame Echad Upaiso Echad. Or somebody who's in contact with the Merkav of his Zav, something the Zav was sitting on while he was riding, such as a saddle. If the person was carrying the Merkav, he would become an Ava Tumah. But in this case, he's only touching the Merkav, so he's a regional Tumah. In all these cases, the person, since he's a regional Tumah, would be Mitame. One other thing that he came into contact with is a person who had become a regional Tumah, came into contact with Eichlin, or Maskin food, or liquid. He would make the Eichon or Maskin into a Sheni L'Tumah, and that Sheni L'Tumah would possibly Truma if it came into contact with Truma, and Truma could become a Shlishi, so therefore a Sheni that comes into contact with Truma would make the Truma into a Shlishi. That clock is the general rule. Anything, such as Kalim or Eichon or Maskin, that are in contact with one of the other Tumas that are in the Torah, would be Mitami one thing and possible another, meaning something that's in contact with an Ava Tumah would be a Rishon L'Tumah, and therefore would subsequently make something else Tameh, and that something else which becomes a Sheni, became in contact with Tumah, would possibly Tumah make it into a Shlishi. With the sometimes exception of an Adam, a person. And sometimes a person who is in contact with or carrying an Ava Tumah, while he's in contact or carrying an Ava Tumah, would be an Ava Tumah himself, and he would be Mitami Shnayim Upaiso Echa. And since there's an opportunity to be mitami two things impossible another, as we had a number of examples in this past, in which a person who's carrying or is in contact with an avatuma, the person himself is an avatuma, his clothing becomes tamei, and so too, he is mitami shama place v'echad. So a person is an exception to this rule. The rule generally is that something that's in contact with an avatuma is only a regional tuma, but a person sometimes is an exception that he would become an avatuma while he's carrying or is in contact with the avatuma. Pirish mitami echad u'place v'echad. But even a person is carrying or is in contact with an avatuma that we said sometimes the person himself becomes an avatuma, but once that person is perished, he's no longer in contact or carrying the avatuma, he would no longer be an avatuma. He would now be considered a regional atuma, and he would be a tami echad or